Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Manifest With Me podcast. I am so happy that you're here and very excited about today's topic, which is all about motivation. But you guys, I just need to share something super weird that literally just happened to me. So today I got home and I was so ready to sit down and record today's episode. I was like, yes, I know it's going to come out tomorrow. We're going to get it done. We're going to record. We're going to edit. And for the life of me, I could not find my recording mic. And so I usually always put it in this one place in this cabinet, and I opened the cabinet and it wasn't there. I opened all the adjacent cabinets. It wasn't there. I searched up and down and everywhere in between our place. And I was like, where the heck is this microphone? I texted my boyfriend who was at work and I was like, have you seen the mic? Like, I literally can't find it. And I was like, I'm not kidding, Tristan. I think this is a glitch in the matrix situation. Like, it was here and then poof, it's gone. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. And so he texted me, he's like, I bet I can find it when I get home. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then you guys, 30 minutes later, I started to get the worst stomach ache. I was like, oh my gosh, this just sucks. And for context, the whole morning I had been in a kind of negative mood. My energy was all over the place. I was feeling really tired, really fatigued. I actually had a really bad fall this morning figure skating, and I had hurt like my side of my leg and like my glute muscle. And so I was like kind of limping and I wasn't feeling that hot. And so this was just like the cherry on top. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Of course I can't find my microphone right now. Why is everything going to shit and being super dramatic, you know? And so when that stomach ache hit, I was like, I literally can't stand right now. I need to get into bed and lie down. And so that is exactly what I did. I got into bed and I was like, okay, well, since I can't do anything, I am just gonna do a subconscious reprogramming hypnosis. So I listened to that and I noticed that I was getting really sleepy. So I was like, okay, you know what? I am just gonna take a nap because naps make everything better. And as I take a nap, I am going to put on some Manifesting Money subliminals and I'm just gonna fall asleep to the subliminals and let it sink into my brain. And so I did that. And then I woke up, you guys, like 2 hours later, just feeling really good, really refreshed. Luckily, I felt so much better. I mean, my body still hurt from the fall, but my stomach wasn't hurting that much. And I was like, okay, this is great. And so by that time, my boyfriend was home and I had asked him, I was like, have you seen my mic anywhere? He's like, I will literally go check and I bet you I can find it within 10 seconds. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And so he goes downstairs and then what do you know? 10 seconds later, he comes up with the mic doing a little celebratory dance. And I was like, honestly, Tristan, where the heck was that? He was like, it was in the bathroom. I was like, I literally checked every single crevice of the bathroom. And then I was like, you know what? It's like the universe knew that when I was gonna sit and record this episode, I was gonna sit down and do it from a place of forced energy, do it from a place of lack of, oh my gosh, I have to do this and I'm not feeling well. And it's like the universe just knew that I would also get like the worst stomach ache, and probably if I had sat down to record it, I'd have to stop mid-session and like go lay down or something. So that was just honestly perfect timing. Looking back on it, during it was very frustrating, but now I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because now I just feel so refreshed, you guys. I feel so clear and I'm really excited to talk to you guys today. And so speaking of the topic of motivation, the motivation for this episode came to me when I realized that for the past few weeks, I had noticed that I had been waking up at 7 a.m. or earlier. And I want to point out, you guys, that I have not been waking up early because I have a specific obligation to fulfill, or because I have to clock into work at a certain time, or because I have somewhere to go or somebody that I have to meet. Instead, you guys, I am waking up at 7 a.m. because I am so happy and excited to do so. So let me explain, because you guys might be thinking, okay, Kira, that's cute and all, but I wake up earlier than that. Or okay, like, so what? Like, what's the point here? Why are you telling us this story? And you guys, just stick with me here, because I know that for some of you, you know, this might be early, for others, this might be late. But the most important part of this story is that if you guys didn't know, then I have always identified with not being a morning person whatsoever. So for example, to paint you guys a picture, in college, I would actually sleep in until like 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. And that was just my regular life. And you don't even know, like, there were so many times that I tried to be a quote unquote morning person, but for some reason, it never stuck. No matter how many times I tried, every single time I attempted to do so, it lasted for like a few days. And then I would just give up and go back to my normal schedule. Or if I managed to wake up early for a longer period of time, then I would just feel so tired, so miserable, so drained of energy that I was like, this is not worth it. So my friends, that leads us to the question, how the heck did we go from that to here, where I am now waking up at 7 a.m. or earlier every single day for the past 3 weeks. And actually for the past week, it's been like 6:30, just naturally before my alarm even goes off. And you guys, I'm not just doing it, but I am doing it with a sense of excitement and joy for the day ahead. I was like, what is this version of me? Who is she? I don't even recognize her. Like one day I woke up and I just noticed that it became easy and effortless for me. That even on the weekends when I wanted to sleep in, I like truly wanted to stay in bed, my internal clock just woke me up at 7 a.m. or earlier. And you guys, this is my intention for you all. Not the waking up at 7 a.m. part or being a morning person part, but being able to stay motivated and commit to whatever your goals are. And better yet, you guys, do it in a way that feels aligned for you rather than forced. So today, what I want to share with you guys is a game-changing concept that will help you take effortless action towards your goals. So whether your goal is to exercise a certain amount of times a week, or to make changes in your diet, or to start posting more consistently on social media, or to show up differently in your business, this will be relevant to whatever it is that you guys are working towards. So today we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to be sharing some very helpful and practical tips so that you guys don't have to worry about this ever again. Because once you understand the energy of motivation, every single thing is going to make sense. But before we do that, you guys, I first want to share a manifestation success story from you guys. So our first story is from one of our lovely listeners, Anna. And this week, Anna wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hi, Kira. First of all, if my English is not that great, it's not my first language, but I'll try my best. My name is Anna, and I'm a nurse from Israel who is just obsessed with your podcast. The moment I discovered your podcast, I binged all of it, and now I'm patiently waiting every day for a new episode. I wanted to share with you that after listening to the episode where you manifested a green bird, I actually tried to do it as well. And not even one single green bird was in my sight. So I kept it in the back of my mind and I almost forgot about it. When suddenly, a couple of days ago, I was sitting in my car after a night shift and I saw not one, but a couple of green birds in front of me. But that's not all. Today, once again, after a night shift, I woke up in the morning, opened my phone, and saw one of my friends just uploaded an Instagram story with a huge group of green birds. I was shocked. Anyways, I just wanted to slip into your DMs and thank you for all your love and amazing energy. I'm so happy I found your podcast. I can feel that some great things that I always wanted are already on the way to me. And Anna sent me the screenshot of the videos with all the green birds, and it was crazy, you guys. I don't even think I've seen like that many birds together at once. So thank you so much for sharing your story, Anna. Also, your English is beautiful and perfect. That was amazing. And we are so grateful that you're here, and I can't wait to see what ends up manifesting for you. Another quick manifestation success story I wanted to share with you guys is actually from me a couple days ago. So if you didn't know, the next car that I am going to drive is going to be a white Porsche Macan Sport. I'm so excited for this car. I know exactly what it's going to look like. I know exactly what it's going to feel like. And I know it's just going to come to me in divine timing. And so whenever I see them on the street or on the freeway, I always get super, super excited. And it's not that I don't love my car now. I absolutely love my car now. Like, this is actually the car that I was manifesting all throughout my teenage years, my childhood. I was like, I want a white Lexus. I want a white Lexus, white Lexus, white Lexus. Like, if you guys look at my, 2018, 2019, 2017 vision boards, all you could see on there was just Lexuses. Like, I love Lexuses. I love Toyotas. I'm just like obsessed, and I still absolutely love them. And I'm open to calling in the next car, which is going to be a beautiful Porsche. So after my figure skating session, I was walking back to my car to go home, and parked right next to me was the white Porsche Macan Sport. And on the license plate was my beautiful angel number, also my birthday, 419. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for this beautiful reminder, universe. And then, you guys, I looked to the left and the car parked next to it, license plate 111. So I was just like, boom, thank you. Taking it as my sign, and I know that it will be with me sooner than later. So friends, those are the manifestation success stories of this week. Friendly reminder that if you have any that you want to share, go ahead and DM them to me on Instagram. All my information is in the show notes. I also announced in last week's episode that my one-on-one three-month coaching container is open. So if you are a creative or an entrepreneur looking to increase your visibility and your impact, I invite you to apply. I would love to see your applications, and the link is in the show notes below. Okay, friends, now it's time to talk about motivation. Because, you guys, I honestly think the number one question I get asked by all of you guys on Instagram is, Kira, how do I stay motivated? How do I stay focused? How can I be disciplined towards my goals? Like, I feel like I struggle with procrastination. I feel like I'm just lazy. Like, what can I do to change? And a lot of you guys in my DMs will tell me something that you're working on or that you quote unquote need to get done, but you just can't seem to find the motivation. And because of this, you guys tend to make it mean something negative about yourselves. Like, I'm just someone that procrastinates, or I'm just someone who can't get this done, or I'm just someone who struggles with focus. And what this does is it creates a lot of anxiety. It creates a lot of criticism towards ourselves and frustration, which we all know, you guys, is not the energy that we want to approach life. And this is not the energy that's going to create all of these beautiful things that you want to manifest. So to start us off, I want to share with you all what motivation is, specifically the two main types of motivation, which are number one, away motivators, and number two, towards motivators. One is based in fear and one is based in love. One is based in scarcity and one is based in abundance. Can you guys guess which one is which? And if not, no worries at all, because I'm going to go ahead and explain both of them. So the reason why I want to share this with you is because my intention for you is to feel motivated from a place of love and abundance rather than lack. So for example, does this sound familiar? Your parents saying to you, you have to do your homework or else you won't be able to go to your friend's house this weekend. Or your employer telling you, you have to do well in this presentation or else you'll lose the contract and you'll lose us money. Or even you telling yourself, you have to go to the gym every so-and-so days or else you'll gain weight. Or maybe someone tells you, you need to call her out for flirting with your boyfriend or girlfriend or else she'll keep stepping all over you and you'll never grow a backbone. So you guys, these examples are all away motivators, meaning that the motivation is created as a response of trying to avoid something. So you're motivated because you want to avoid a certain circumstance. You want to avoid a certain outcome. You want to avoid loss. And these motivators are based in fear. The fear that if you don't do it, then something bad will happen. Then you'll lose something, that it means something bad about you. And don't get me wrong, you guys, fear is a very powerful motivator and it's very useful in certain situations. So when the zebra is running from the lion, it's coming from a place of fear. This fear creates all these chemical reactions within the zebra's body to become alert, to be focused, motivated, to get stronger and to run away from the lion. The zebra in that moment isn't thinking, oh, I just want to run in this direction over here because it looks like there's some really pretty grass. No, it's thinking, I'm going to run wherever I can to get the heck away from wherever this lion is. But you guys, right now, in this moment, and I think I can confidently say that chances are You will never need to run away from a lion or any sorts of large predator. At least I hope that's the case for you. So what this ultimately means is that we don't want fear, we don't want anger, we don't want scarcity to be your dominant vibration. We don't want that to be the cause of your motivation. If those things are the cause of your motivation, that's your dominant vibration. That's the frequency you're going to stay comfortable in. That's going to be your comfort zone. Instead, what I intend for you is to have love be your dominant vibration. We want abundance to be your dominant vibration. We want joy to be your dominant vibration. So friends, how do we do that? Well, you guys, the answer is very, very simple. And that is passion, okay? Because motivation is a byproduct of passion. Again, let me say that again. Motivation is a byproduct of passion. So you guys, here's an example from my own personal life, because you know how I was telling you guys about how I'm just not a morning person and I've never been able to wake up early. Well, guess what? Now I am. And the reason for that is figure skating. Surprise, surprise. If you guys have been here for a while, then you know that skating is my joy. It's my passion. It's my meditation. It's my way of getting into alignment and connecting to my magnetic energy. So what this has to do with motivation is that when I got back into skating, I was going to the public sessions, and this was like 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. And those were great and all, but it was so crowded. It was so hard to practice. You had all the kids running around. You had all these people in rental skates bumping into you using those little assisting seals. And that's totally great. Like, I think it's so exciting that people are learning how to skate. But when I'm trying to jump, when I'm trying to spin, when I'm trying to take up space, I'm like, I don't want to run into you. I don't want to hit you. I don't want to hurt you. And so that was really frustrating for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, if only I had like a more open rink to practice on. And so you guys, the second I realized that my rink actually offered these 8:30 a.m. skating sessions, which aren't advertised on the website, like I had to log in and go to this very specific calendar to discover that this was actually available. You best believe that when I figured that out, I started to get up every single morning to go to these sessions. Because you best believe that I am sure as heck not going to keep going to the 2:30 p.m. sessions anymore, where all the kids come out to play and they run into you and it's super crowded and blah, 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 blah. No, I am going to go to the 8:30 a.m. sessions where it is so open. It's only skaters. It is good vibes. It's good people. It is a fun time. It's this beautiful community. And you guys, not only am I going to start waking up early to make those sessions, but I am now going to go on a walk every single morning before my session so that I can take my dog Kuma out before I leave. And then not only am I going to go on this beautiful morning walk, but I'm also going to dedicate 25 minutes in the morning to stretching and flexibility so that I'm all warmed up and can skate safely and better on the ice. And then not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to start taking bar classes and ballet so that I can strengthen certain muscles and develop grace and beauty on the ice. And not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to start eating healthier so that I have the best energy and physique for figure skating. And not only am I going to do that, but I'm actually going to go to sleep earlier and at a consistent time so that I am ready for skating. And not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to add things into my night routine that help me feel more restful so that I can bring my best self to the ice, like staying off my phone for 30 minutes before bed and ending my night with journaling, meditation, hypnosis. So you guys, the list can go on and on and on about all these amazing changes that I have made as a result of figure skating. But the bottom line is that for years and years and years, I have struggled to develop consistent exercise habits, healthy eating habits, being able to go to sleep and wake up early, and then boom, all of a sudden, I can do it all with no resistance whatsoever. And the changes happened overnight. Okay, it didn't take 21 days to develop this habit. It happened overnight, to the point where I can even wake up 15 minutes before my alarm automatically and feel so freaking excited and so energized to get out of bed and get my day started. Like, I have never been able to do that before. And this is because I am so passionate and so in love with figure skating that I am willing to do anything to show up as the best that I can be on the ice and be the best figure skater that I can be. So you see, you guys, I did not have to force anything here. It's because the pull from the passion was so strong that it literally carried me through every single activity that I struggled to quote unquote find the motivation for. It's because previously there was never really a bigger purpose that I felt super connected to. And sure, you could argue, oh, you know, like losing weight is nice if you wanna look better or feel better. You could argue, oh, eating healthier is good if you care about your health. And of course I care about those things, but the biggest pull for me was connecting it to something I'm so passionate about, which is figure skating. So another example is that this week I had actually a different idea for a podcast episode that I was planning on recording. And for some reason I was putting the recording off and off and off and telling myself, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it the next day. And then boom, while I was driving, I got the idea for this podcast. And the second I got home, I immediately sat down, recorded, edited, scheduled, and it was done all within 2 hours. And I didn't need to quote unquote find the motivation. I didn't need to quote unquote force myself to focus. Instead, I just allowed it to come through me. I just allowed myself to channel this energy, to transmute this energy from the non-physical into the physical 3D form, which has created this episode as we know it today. So you guys, what I want you to know is that if you are struggling with motivation, attention, focus, there isn't anything wrong with you. And I want to point that out because we love to think of reasons why the motivation isn't there. And that's because we as humans love to find meaning to explain our behaviors. So we say things like, oh, it's because of my ADHD. Oh, it's because of my anxiety. Oh, I'm just the type of person who procrastinates. Oh, I just don't have any time. But you guys, what if you didn't let these identities constrain you? What if you didn't let yourself be limited by these beliefs? What if there wasn't anything wrong with you? What if all you had to do was find the passion and then the floodgates could open? Okay? You don't have to force the gates open, because when you release the water, that force, that momentum, it automatically opens the floodgates. When the water flows, the gates open. So how can you release that innate motivation, that innate power, that innate passion? Because remember, you guys, motivation is the byproduct of passion. And I say that as someone who has been diagnosed with ADHD or who has experienced anxiety and who has identified with being a person that procrastinates. But what I've realized is that I don't have to let these labels limit me. I don't have to take on meaning from these labels that will not serve me. So, my beautiful listeners, I want you to remember that when you are in alignment with your goal, it will naturally pull you. And it doesn't have to be an uphill hike. Sure, some parts might feel like that, but what if I told you that you could actually, instead of struggling and hiking to the top, you could just hop on the elevator and ride all the way up? Because that is what it should feel like. Now, I'm not saying it should feel this way every time. I'm saying that, you know, you might hike a little bit and then boom, you find an elevator, go up. You might hike a little bit, boom, find an elevator, go up. Because you would be surprised at how many things you feel this instant gravitational pull towards, where taking action becomes effortless because it's something that you're just so freaking excited to do. So my intention for you is to connect your goal or task to a passion. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of you guys are thinking, okay, Kira, well, I don't really care that much about this presentation that I have to give for work, or how am I supposed to be passionate about this exam that I need to study for that I don't really love, or how am I supposed to be passionate about showing up for this job that I don't really like that much? And what I want you to ask yourself in these situations where you feel like you're doing something you don't want to do, or there might not be any meaning to it, I want you to ask yourself, number one, why am I doing this? Okay? What is the benefit of doing this? Short-term benefits, long-term benefits. I want you to just name it all, because there is always a reason for why you're doing something, or else you wouldn't be doing it. Number two, how is this a crucial part of my journey in getting to where I want to go? So I want you to really get clear on how this fits into your larger journey, your larger vision of life. And if it doesn't, then how can you release it from your life? Just asking yourself these questions will not only help you see the purpose of every single thing that you're doing, but it will also help you realize what's no longer serving you. And you're like, oh, wait, I'm kind of doing an audit of my life and I'm realizing I actually don't want to be doing this anymore. I don't need to be doing this anymore. Or let's make some changes so that I don't have to. And then number three, what will this unlock for you? What will doing this allow you to be? So for me, the examples that I told you today, everything that I did is for the purpose of being this beautiful, amazing, graceful skater. Like I just have this very clear vision in my mind of me doing this beautiful figure skating program to the Howl's Moving Castle theme song. And every single time I wake up or do my stretch routine or eat healthy or do these workouts, I see myself getting closer and closer to that vision. So how can you develop this crystal clear vision that excites you, this moment in time that you are just so excited to experience? And then what is the identity shift associated with this? So for me, I am so excited to be that person who is a figure skater and own that identity as a figure skater, as a graceful figure skater, as a beautiful figure skater, as someone who is so in love and passionate about this sport. And this is really helpful because humans love identities. Like we love associating ourselves with being quote unquote smart or with being XYZ here and there. And so figure out what identity this is getting you closer to. All right, friends, I hope that was helpful. If it was, I would love to hear from you. Thank you so, so much for listening. Bye for now and talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And before you go, I have a free manifesting money meditation that I would love to share with you. All I ask is that you submit your honest review / rating of the podcast on Apple and or Spotify. Go ahead and screenshot your review and send it to me on Instagram at manifestwithmepodcast, also linked below, and I will provide you with this meditation designed to align you with the energy of financial prosperity and abundance. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with someone who you think would benefit, or if you share on social media, don't forget to tag me so I can celebrate you. Sending so much love, and I will talk to you all next week.